And in today's story, we're going to be having a look at how this lady said, Padre Pio invaded my room to save my baby. And it is about a particular lady which the physicians were insisting she must have an abortion. There was no way she was going to survive. So we can see a miracle was needed. How was Padre Pio going to help? Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we bring to you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, and he was a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and to see what his intercession can do for you. And we'd really like to take this opportunity to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for your support. Because we rely on you for your support. Anyone wishing to help us in our apostolate, please see the video on the end screen on how to become a protected child of Padre Pio. And a quick reminder that we do have a Lenten selection of videos at the moment, and you can go through to the video description below and click on the link to our Lenten selection. In today's story, it's a very beautiful story, a moving story of a miracle of Padre Pio, and it showed how much Padre Pio was in favor of motherhood. And we see here how when a baby's life was at stake, and a mother's hopes of having a child, her child, were at stake, then Padre Pio, we see his concern knew no bounds. And one of these cases is related by the author of the story, Maria Vanesca. And she heard this story on her first trip to St. Giovanni Rotondo, to Padre Pio's monastery. And she tells us that she was traveling on the train, and next to her was sitting a couple, and they were holding a young baby in their arms. And Maria said, the happy parents, they cast glances at me, and they were full of pride. And she says it was just so eloquent to see. And when I told them, I am going to St. Giovanni Rotondo, it was like a door swung open for the conversation. Are you going there to see Padre Pio? They asked. And then with these strong workers' hands, the father picked up the baby and embraced the baby, and they told me this story. And she said, I took note of every word that they said very carefully. The father said, without Padre Pio, our little John would never have been born. And so we are also going there to thank him. So now, of course, Maria Vanesca, the author, wanted to know more. And she listened to their story. She said, in their southern Italian way, with each one interrupting the other, and with many references to Our Lady, of course, they told me the following story. And he, that is the husband, Gino, worked in the port of Naples. And apparently he was a communist. So we can see from that he's probably an atheist and anti-clerical. And before their wedding, Francesca fell pregnant. But a little while later, she, Francesca, was involved in an accident while she was traveling on her bicycle. And apparently it was quite a serious accident because she ended up in hospital. And the doctors examined, and from the outset, the verdict was, there is no hope. That's the verdict of the doctors, that there is no hope. So to save the mother, they were saying the child would have to be sacrificed. So we can see here, the mother wanted a child and a miracle is necessary. And in her desperation, unknown to her husband, she wrote a letter to Padre Pio asking him to help. But she said this letter just went unanswered. And then on the very eve of surgery, of the abortion, the mother was now sitting in a room alone, and she was bathed in tears. She was very upset by this. When she was surprised because suddenly there before her, by her side, stood a friar. And so she was intrigued now, because how could this friar possibly have got to her pastor husband, he being a mangio preti, that is anti-clerical. So we can see that she didn't think any friar would have been able to get past her husband. And the friar smiled at her. And then he lifted a finger and said in a menacing tone, don't do anything like that. because the child will be born. Yes, he is going to be a baby boy, and his name is John. So he even named the child. And then the friar, who was standing before her, simply disappeared. But she said, "My heart remained full of courage after that." And later on, when the family saw her resolve, they were shocked. But the doctor insisted that without her consent, he just could not go ahead. He would not be able to go ahead and perform this abortion. And the mother tells us that she trusted that Padre Pio would now obtain the graces for me. So it was really over to divine providence. Of course, she had verified with a photo that the person, the friar she saw, was in fact Padre Pio. And then after that, apparently, all went very well, and the child was born healthy. And then she said, "And now we are going to St. Giovanni Rotondo to show Padre Pio our baby." So this is a very beautiful story. A miracle was needed, for Padre Pio had to intervene, and the mother, she just had to pray and to plead that Padre Pio would help her. Next time on this channel, we're going to have a look at a story of another miracle which occurred in the Philippines involving Padre Pio, and it was quite recent as well. So please do join us for that miracle. A quick reminder that during Lent, we do have a special selection of videos to help us all make a better Lent, hopefully. And so these videos change each week. Please just go to the video description below and click through to the link to our Lenten selection. Anyone wishing to help us in our Padre Pio channel with our Padre Pio apostolate to make these videos available to other people, please do just watch the Protect a Child of Padre Pio Patron video on the end screen and do join us in our apostolate.